Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Oh yeah, you know what time it is, all right? It's 5:30, it's the VOC Nation, it's your Faces for Radio. How are y'all doing today? I am your host, as always, Gartiz, coming at you with my roll dog. Man's always chilling by my side, always here to help me along the ride. My co-host for the day, Gartiz. Wait a minute. Yep, that's right. Anthony's not here today, okay? Now, where is Anthony? It's an excellent question. For those of you who have been listening over the last couple weeks, you've known that Anthony is slightly frustrated with the world and life in the radio industry and has threatened him multiple times to just up and quit. Well, guess what? Nah, he didn't up and quit. I'm just kidding. Anthony had a previous commitment. I'm sure he tried to get out of. Maybe he didn't. I don't know. Either way, all right, he's not here with us today. So you're rocking with your man, which brings us to a very interesting point, all right, because earlier in the week when Anthony breaks the news to me, which, by the way, I don't know, most of you probably don't know Anthony on a personal level, and if anybody out there does know Anthony on a personal level, you'll probably agree with me on this here. Anthony has a tendency to call and leave voicemail messages with such an urgent tone in his voice, all right? And now after a couple of years, you know, you're used to it. But I remember the first couple of times hearing voicemails from this guy, you would think that from the tone of his voicemail some horrible tragedy happened. You know, a family member in the hospital, his dog tragically dying, something horrendous, only to call him back, and it'd be something absolutely ridiculous, like, I don't know, Zack Ryder's getting jobbed out on Superstars, or some ridiculousness. I've had this discussion with the man before. We laugh it off now. But like usual, he calls me, super urgent, to break the news to me that he can't make the show this week. He's got a commitment, can't get out of it. What are we going to do? Are we going to not do a show? Are we going to leave blank air for the VOC Nation and the Faces for Radio fans? Not the option. So we go through the other two options we have. So the first option, obviously, is to piece together a best of show. Okay? A best of show for the Faces for Radio. And I know what some of you are thinking. A best of show? You're, what, 12 episodes deep? And you're going to do a best of show? To which I agree with you. How are we going to do a best of show when we've given you 12 hours of absolute awesome radio and trying to cram it into 1 hour? It's the most ludicrous idea I think we've ever come up with. Okay? I mean, really, think about this here. Over the last 12 weeks, all right, Anthony and I have discussed sports. All right, we've made predictions. We've not been very good at them, but we've predictions, discussed various aspects of sports on a local and national level. All right, we've discussed music, our love of it, our hate of it. All right, we've discussed politics, which I felt was probably one of the best conversations we've had. Very enlightening on both of our sides. We've talked about movies, how much we love them, how much we hate them. We've even talked about politics in movies. Okay? We gave you guys a power hour episode. Now, granted, due to technical difficulties, it didn't really work out the way we expected it to, but it was still, at very least, you have a free hour of power hour music to go and get your drink on with and try to make out some of the banter between the Faces for Radio. All right? But who can forget the chicken wing challenge, where our very own chef came up and made the chicken wings that we devoured, and I almost choked on air, okay? Weak-ass cluck. Not to mention, our debut episode, which if you haven't heard, you really need to go back and check it out. The debut episode where we interviewed Nancy Grace and left us with one of the greatest sound clips of VOC Nation history.
I can tell you that the JYD had the BBC.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa is right, Ms. Grace. All right? So, forget a best of episode. You want to give yourself the best 12 hours of your day? 12 hours of your week? 12 hours of this scorching hot month? Maybe even the best 12 hours of 2014? Do yourself a favor. Go back, download the first 12 episodes, and you'll figure out how we got here to lucky number 13. Now, this may be lucky number 14. I'm not quite sure. Again, being factually accurate isn't exactly our strong point here at The Faces for Radio. Okay? So back to our options. Option one, best of show, out of the question, completely ludicrous idea. Second option, Gartiz takes his solo. Where do we go with this, right? Growing up, I listened to a lot of talk radio. I think as most of us did, like kind of anytime we rode around with like parents and stuff, I think all parents get to an age where they're tired of hearing listening to music on the radio. So they put on talk radio, whether it be sports, whatever it may be. And, you know, my father did the same thing. And actually, I think I'm getting to that point now where I can't stand listening to radio on the music and I just constantly listen to talk radio, right? So I grew up listening to guys like Don and Mike, which eventually became the Mike O'Mara Show. The Grease Man, Howard Stern, Sports Junkies more recently, Big O and Dukes, and you know, a couple other guys here and there that, you know, May Elliott in the Morning, Kane, and some other guys here and there. But those were really the main guys I listened to. And so I really jumped at this opportunity to be out there with Anthony and create the Faces for Radio. I was like, hey, this is an awesome avenue to go on and really test this out, right? So I said, man, why not? Screw it, right? Let's go out there. Let's take the airwaves for an hour and see what the heck happens, right? So then begins the creative process, all right? And let me tell you something. It's a different world creating something by yourself than it is creating something when you're bouncing back and forth ideas with a partner or I got a man here to banter with, all right? Because let me tell you something. If I got a belch, there ain't no dead air here on the Faces for Radio. If I got a belch, you're going to hear it with me, all right? If I got to take a piss, I'm holding it, and you may hear it in my voice, all right? Because I don't have Anthony to bounce back and forth with. And I honestly, I'm not even sure how the heck I'm going to keep up an hour's worth of time, all right? But the creating process made me think, right? And it made me think about duos and teams and pairings, right? And I realized that, you know, most pairings, yeah, you have to work together, all right? You always have the yin and the yang, and you put them together, and you all each bring your own thing, and each a little bit of the other one, and it forms a perfect circle. And in that circle, you guys work together, and it's harmonious, and you create radio magic, which is what the Faces for Radio has been and what it's going to be in the future, all right? And that led me to think to something else, to other teams that maybe haven't been so successful and haven't worked together so well. And it reminded me of one of Anthony's favorite shirts and a quote that he has on it. And that quote says, I'm Sean, you're Marty. Okay, let me repeat that. I'm Sean, you're Marty. Now, I know the VOC Nation is very wrestling heavy, so I'm assuming that the majority of you guys out there may understand this. Then I started to realize that the majority of smarky fans on internet radio stations probably don't realize that wrestling existed before the Monday Night Wars. All right? So let me explain to you, give you a brief history of what I'm Sean, you're Marty is, okay? Sean and Marty, together, were the Rockers. All right? Awesome tag team back in the day. Mid-80s, late 80s, early 90s. Awesome tag team. Two young, athletic, handsome dudes. You know what? It's another trait that they have in common with the Faces for Radios. I digress. Very successful team. This team broke apart. Sean ended up becoming one of the greatest performers of all time, if not the best, loved by all. Marty, on the other hand, turned into whatever the hell the opposite of the greatest of all time is. Hence the phrase, I'm Sean, you're Marty. So I saw this opportunity, right, to set the stage to not be the Marty of the Faces for Radio. All right? Now, I in no way, shape, or form am going to sit here and claim to be the Sean of the group. Anthony is a veteran in this game and is awesome at what he does and truly amazing. You know, every week we get to work together, the more he does. And I'm getting a little bit of this now, working the soundboards, working the production, screening calls, and being the on-air talent. All right? So I'm not here to say that I'm going to be Sean and he's going to be Marty. No, 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 no. I'm going to here to say that we're both going to be Sean's. So, every week we start with a toast, right? And being that I'm here by myself today, I'm not going to take a shot of anything hard because I'm not an alcoholic, all right? But I do have a brew here with me. So I'm going to raise my brew, and I want the rest of you out there, please, to raise your drink of choice and say along with me for this week's toast. I will not be Marty. Cheers. Now we can get moving on the show. That being said, got a couple things we want to talk about today, all right, including reviewing the Faces for Fame, which hopefully everything works out well. All right, we'll have the big Faces for Fame reveal show next week when Anthony's back with us. All right, kind of giving the results of the voting and inducting the first ever class of the Faces for Fame. And we'll get into that later in probably the second half of the segment. What I will say, though, is because this is the first time we're running solo, you know, usually it's a lot easier to take up all this time when you got two dudes here with you. But if I'm rolling by myself, I could use your help. Okay, you want to call in and talk about whatever nonsense you want to call in about, please do. Just keep it known that I've been looking forward to using a dump button for a long time. So if you call in, please do. And if you call in with some nonsense, please understand I will hang up on you and chuckle my way on through this video. What am I talking about through this show? All right, so check it out, man. Here are the tags. You can hit me up, 855-862-7234. All right, you can follow us on Twitter at Faces for Radio 1. Yeah, I guess you could do that, but really, why would you? No one pays attention to it, really. Okay, you can like us on Facebook at Faces for Radio Show. Speaking of the Facebook page, right? Anything we talk about on the show usually gets linked or put immediately on the Facebook page. So you can kind of keep up on what's going on. Faces for Fame nominees are up, videos, so you can see what we're talking about, links to articles we discuss, whatever. It's all up there, right? Check it out. Last week, I had made a mention that we were stuck on 50 likes on the Facebook page, okay? Which doesn't seem like much, but the way I see it is, hell, we got 50 people that like us. That's not bad, right? And I was really bugging to get past and break that 50 mark. Well, at some point in the week, we broke the 50 mark barrier, and we are now at 51 likes. So wherever you are out there, Mr. 51, I'd like to recognize you as the one in 51. All right? And last but not least, you can hit us up, facesforradioshow@gmail.com. Okay? Drop an email. Let us know what you want to talk about. Give us a suggestion for anything, critiques, advice, whatever you want. We may listen to it, we may not. All right, but we'll definitely check it out. That is also the name, facesforradioshow@gmail.com, for our PayPal account. All right, now Anthony had set up his PayPal account to start collecting donations from listeners, all right, to help us get better equipment, to really kind of amplify our studio, get more things in here so we can really kind of get all the tools we need to really unleash our vision for what we have. Because let me tell you something, man. Anthony and I come up with some crazy, crazy stuff, and sometimes we just don't have the tools and the means to really put it out on radio the way we'd like. So, you know, any kind of donation would be great, man. Donate 50 cents, donate $500, whatever it may be. It's appreciated, and it's all going to go right back to the Faces for Radio show. Okay? Also being said, Anthony's usually the one that runs these boards. Okay? He's the one that comes in and does the information and finds the sound bites and finds all that stuff, right? If for whatever reason this thing starts going haywire on us like it likes to do on most weeks, and I can't fix it right away, all right, I may just ditch the show and move on with life and just go on and I'll holler at you guys next week. But that's going to be a last-ditch effort, all right? That's going to be the last option, and we're going to try to get this all the way through, you know, all the way to the end and give you guys that hour of goodness that you guys love every Thursday here on the VOC Nation. So, pretty much every week, right? Right around this time, you know, Anthony and I kind of shoot the shit about things going on in our lives and upcoming and whatnot. And really, I mean, like I said, this is really just a lot easier when you got the two of us going back and forth. I can honestly tell you, man, it's been a relatively uneventful week. All right, lots of relaxing with the missus, lots of chilling. Got to hang out with Anthony and the fellas to watch the Battleground pay-per-view later in the week. That's always a good time, getting the guys together. It's a group of guys that at least two of us have been getting together to watch wrestling pay-per-views since, man, I'd have to say, like, WrestleMania 6, maybe? Yeah, 6 sounds about right, that Hogan Warrior main event. And we're two grown men, man, with kids and responsibilities and full-time jobs and the whole nine, and we still make it a point to at least once a month get together and watch some wrestling and enjoy the show. We had a good time with the show. Heard a lot of negative reviews about it. I try to stay away from all that, man. I just enjoy the show for what it is. I don't look at what's going on behind the scenes. I don't look too deep into it and who's getting pushed and who's getting jobs. Who gives a crap, man? Sit back, enjoy the damn show. If you care enough to complain about it, at least care enough to like what you're watching. And if you don't, hey, do what Anthony does, which I can respect. He wasn't liking and enjoying the product. He stopped watching it. He did come back around for the pay-per-view to hang out with the fellas. But really, with the ending of the pay-per-view, I don't think it really won him back over. I don't think he made quite an effort to keep up with it. But hopefully cool stuff starts happening, and we'll back around at some point, all right? And, you know, we'll usually at this time as well start talking about any kind of news, things happening around the world, just things that interest us, man. And so, again, in this whole creative process, when I start going through and seeing, like, man, what do I want to talk about? Like, what's really happening out there in the world that sparks my interest, that I can give an opinion to? You know, there's so many interesting topics. At the same time, there are things that, whether it be controversial, whether it be, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, a non-troversy. Faces for Radio trademark, by the way. I just don't want to discuss them without Anthony because I feel they'll be really, really great discussions, right? So I started looking at the news, and I realized that, man, the majority of things going on in the world right now are just sad. Like, it's just been a depressing-ass summer, man. Like, and not for my life personally. I have the beautiful things going on. But I'm talking about just the world, dude. You're talking about Israel and Gaza blowing each other up. Russia, Ukraine doing their thing, you know, and their situation over there. I mean, it looks like they're wanting to pick World War III over there. Malaysia Airlines possibly having the worst year of any company ever, you know, with their recent tragedy along with the Flight 370 that has yet to be found, coincidentally. And we kind of forgot about that one. And I think that's one of those things that's just going to end up being a mystery for the rest of life. Because that thing's not getting found. All right, I mean, we still got, you know, government screwing around with Obamacare and yanking the veterans around with their disorganization and talking about impeachments and tyrants and mid-elections and immigration. And, I mean, there's just so much stuff going on that it's just not fun to talk about. I mean, it's really not. Like, it's really, if you get into it, there's very little that seems, I don't want to say appropriate to make fun of, because truthfully, we make fun of just about anything, but really no fun to talk about, and that's not what we're here for. So then we break into the next thing that we can talk about. Movies. Summer's a great time for movies. Dude, complete and utter lack of blockbusters this summer. All right? Last week we talked about the Planet of the Apes movie. Again, good movie, but really not the big bang explosion type of summer blockbuster you'd be expecting. All right, we got the Ninja Turtles coming out soon, which we're real excited for. I know Anthony's kind of cringing because he really swears Michael Bay is going to blow it up. But I'm going to give that guy the benefit of the doubt and hope that, you know, it's tough to mess up such cool characters like those guys, man. So I'm hoping that comes through, and we're going to definitely check that out. And believe me, we'll tell you, we're going to have a good review on that when that comes. And then we go into music, and the fact that horrendous song Fancy was the number one song of the summer for so long, only to recently be uprooted by Magic, So Rude, which, again, was catchy the first 17,000 times I heard it. And let me tell you something. I ended up getting that Magic album, and it's actually a really good album, but that song's gotten to the point where I actually have to skip it when I listen to the album. All right, skip it. Just done with it because can't have it. All right, and considering that last year the number one song of the summer was Daft Punk, "Get Lucky." Look how far we've fallen, people. When we go from geniuses like Daft Punk 1 year to Iggy and Fancy this year. Oh man, it's only gonna get worse. All right, let's not even talk about the other big song of this last summer, which was Blurred Lines and the fall of that clown, Robin Thicke, who, from what I understand, is probably the worst-selling album of all time as a follow-up. That guy fell from grace. We'll probably never hear from that guy again. All right, I'm sure they'll do an E! True Hollywood story about the rise and fall of that guy coming up relatively soon. All right, but we do have digging through everything. I was able to find what I feel to be the happiest news of the summer, okay? And truth be told, it goes back to our music, right? And it's the return of the one and only Weird Al Yankovic, all right, with his new album, Mandatory Fun, all right? Now, I've yet to actually hear the entire album, but stuff I've heard of it is pure genius, as he's always been, man. The guy is on top of his game. If you grew up in the time I grew up, there was no way that you weren't a fan of Weird Al Yankovic because his music was awesome, he was funny, he was creative, and he just made things fun, man. All right, the guy actually has the number one album in the world right now on the Billboard charts. He had a great first week of sales, all right, and believe it or not, it's his first number one album in over 30 years. Well, not in over 30 years, in his It's 2014. This guy's been making music since the early 80s. It's his first number one album, all right? And it's actually the first number one comedy album since 1963. So that kind of shows you where we're at musically, where at this stage of Weird Al's career, he will end up having the top top album of the year, okay? He really embraced the whole YouTube, internet aspect of music. Opposed to going through MTV, which is where he was accustomed to going through, you know, finding that music for the executives to enjoy. Now he just kind of does this thing, drop videos on YouTube, nothing short but amazing. Speaking of Robin Thicke and the song of last summer, Blurred Lines, man, his song Word Crimes is an absolutely amazing parody to that song, man, and really kind of embraces the way I think a lot feel about the way and played with social media and just the lack of respect towards our communication, man. It's amazing to do, and I think that at the point of that guy, Weird Al will continue to thrive in this day and age because music is so terrible and so poorly written. Not all of it, majority of the popular stuff is so poor that it's just easy to parody. Not only is it easy to parody, but his parodies are probably better written than the original, which is going to help him take, you know, this amazing production that's done, put in funny lyrics and things, and take a whole different twist on it, make a crazy video, and just keep releasing and making money. And man, power to that guy. Love that guy. Wish him all the success in the world. I hope by next week to have got the album so I can check it out and just kind of run around enjoying, laughing a little bit, and having some kind of fun over the summer as far as like news and worldwide stuff going outside of the Gartee's world. All right. I mean, and that's really it, guys. I mean, I don't know really what else to tell you here. All right? So at this point of the show, all right, I'm supposed to play some commercials. All right? Commercials. All right? Great. You know what commercial you're not going to hear? That's right. The Faces for Radio commercial. Again, I don't deal with the politics of the station or anybody involved with it. You know, I really, again, I'm thankful for the opportunity. But Anthony's on top of that. And again, if anybody hears it, listen to the VOC Nation, please hit us up on the Facebook page, Faces for Radio Show. Let us know, you know, you heard it. If you hear it and it's there, you know, drop us an email, tell us you heard it. Or let's see, what else could you do? You can get on the, you can tweet us that you heard it, all right? Or even better, call me, 855-862-7234. All right, as soon as I can get through these silly soundboard and find these commercials, we're going to play them, and we're going to come back with the Faces for Fame. In the meanwhile, I'm just going to keep babbling. I don't know where the hell these commercials are on this soundboard. Here we go. Did I find them or did I just lose them again? I think I just lost them. Son of a bitch. Here we go. Did I find them? Nope. No, I didn't. Here we go. Moving on. Man, this thing is such a pain. I don't know how Anthony does this every week. This thing is such a pain to use. I'm pretty sure, and I know I saw them. There's not even a search on here, nothing. I just got to go digging through this nonsense until I find commercials, and then I play them. All right? And again, I know Anthony and I have been on this kick here complaining about our commercial not getting played. Please don't think we're against any of the stuff getting played. By all means, some of you guys are legit small businesses. Get yours, man. Get your hustle on. We ain't got no problem with any of the shows getting played. We just want our shine, too. That's all, you know? And I think that's pretty fair to ask for in the work that gets put into this show for being good here. Now, damn it, man, this is going to be something else because I should have gone to commercial a little while ago. You can't tell about my ramblings over here on the show. Huh. And we're moving on. Trying to find...
Live from the In The Room studios located in the Net Carrier Encloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey everyone, it is your favorite knockout, Mickey James. And
this is D'Lo Brown, and right here, right now, you better recognize that I am down with the VOC Nation. Recognize that.
Hey guys, Grady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In The Room. TheBradyHicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Okay, Philadelphia parents, listen up. Do you have a child in the house that's just about to learn how to drive? Well, you got to do this. You got to head over to DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com. Best of Bucks County 2013. Keep that insurance down. Keep them accident free. 215-639-1990. They're endorsed by the Pennsylvania Police Officers Association, DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday or call live toll-free at 1-855-VOC-RADIO.
Hey, I'm the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, telling you fans worldwide to visit VOCNation.com. VOC Nation gives you top-notch interviews, insightful blogs, and, of course, the VOC Wrestling Nation radio program. The VOC Wrestling Nation radio program is live every Wednesday with the hottest guests, the latest news, and lots of fun from the greatest team in wrestling media headed by the voice of choice. Hey, take it from me, the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. VOCNation.com is the place to go, baby.
Hola, hola, hola. I am Shelly Funtime Martinez.
And I am Dazzling Danielle.
And together we are
the Martinez Girls.
Tune in on VOC Nation at 7 p.m. Eastern
every Saturday. And until then, Danielle, I and you are Audi 5000. Adios.
Toodles.
The godless voice of Crab Nation. None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Pass the car keys to Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crowds on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Entertainment with an attitude.
Fear is just one enemy.
This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Faces for Radio. Well, actually, just a face for radio this week, as I'm Gartiz, pretty much chilling on my own. Not pretty much, it's exactly what I'm doing. Chilling on my own. Anthony's not with us this week. He's out on a vacation, chilling, doing a commitment. So we're back together here, just you and I tonight, all right? Now, here's something interesting. As I told you earlier, which you may or may not have heard, messing with the soundboard for the first time, and I go to play these commercials, and then the studio here tells me that I may not be plugged in, which I thought I was. All the lights say I was, so I'm not quite sure exactly what happened. If you didn't hear the first half of the show, man, that's going to be a blower. If you did hear the first half of that show, man, I don't know, maybe you felt it was a blower anyway, and you didn't miss much, all right? But that's all right. We're going to keep moving straight along here, okay? Because as you know, over the last couple of weeks, all right, we have been working hard and keeping up with the Faces for Fame, all right? And I know that I couldn't have a show without doing this for Anthony. Ladies and gentlemen, the Faces for Radio proudly brings to you, it's Faces for Fame, where Anthony and Gartiz pay homage to things they feel deserve, the prestige of being a part in our very own Faces for Fame. Man, I hope that was good. That's for you out there, buddy. All right? So yeah, we've gone through a multitude of categories, okay? Actually, the Faces for Fame came up from an idea we had a couple of, a long time ago at this point, a couple months ago at this point, of trying to kind of pay homage to some things that we felt were kind of flew under the radar, okay, of the general public and things that we just felt were cool. So we decided, you know what, instead of just honoring one thing, let's just honor everything that we feel is cool enough to be honored, all right? So we decided to put together the Faces for Fame. The Faces for Fame now is broken up into different categories with multitude of nominees in each category, okay? We've had a couple votes through Facebook. A couple have been emailed to us, all right? So you are getting a little bit of participation in this. Auntie and I, all right, we'll release some surveys and calculate votes and figure out who is going to be inducted in the first class of the Faces for Fame. So next week we hope to have the big red carpet black tie event, all right, where we will hand out the prestigious double microphone award, all right, to the winners and the first inductees to the Faces for Fame. Now, that being said, all the inductees that are nominated stay in the inductee pool. It's kind of like the Baseball Hall of Fame. All right, some may get voted in, some may not. What we'll do is we'll keep the ones that don't make it in the pool, okay? We'll continue to add to that pool, and we'll continue to come up with more categories as we go along. And that's the beauty of it being our Faces for Fame, is we can pretty much do whatever the hell we want with it. So as I'm going through all of these nominees, all right, if you want to chime in, let me know what you think. Let me know what you feel or don't feel or care or don't care. All right, hit me up, 855-862-7234. Drop us an email at thefacesforradioshow@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook at Faces for Radio Show. And you can tweet us your ideas on Faces for Radio 1. All right? And that's really about it. So let's get to it, man. All right? Our first category was athlete and sports personality. And what I want to do with this category is really, or not just this category, with all the categories, is explain a little bit of what they actually are and what they entail. So if you got some last minute, we're going to go all the way up to next Wednesday night, even Thursday during the day if we can, man. Take it in your votes and really kind of get as many people involved as possible, okay? So the athlete and nominee can be, again, pretty self-explanatory. Any athlete or any sports personality, it can be a commentator, it can be an official, it can be obviously an athlete, a coach, a mascot, all right? And we came down to, we have three nominees. I think we may add another one as we go along throughout the way, but we're going to go ahead and name it anyway, all right? So the first one, all right, is the round mound of rebound, Sir Charles Barkley. All right, I know a personal favorite of Anthony's, just for the way he loves to use his free speech and just the way he loves to express himself in a completely non-apologetic way. Listening to him on TNT Sports discuss basketball is just a lot of fun, man. The guy really just tells it how it is. And that's not as a commentator and a personality. Let's not even talk about his Hall of Fame NBA career, probably being the best player to never win a championship ring. But, I mean, hey, that's what happens when you try to do it by yourself. All right? Take that in mind, all you LeBron haters out there getting upset he doesn't win them by himself. No one can, man. All right? Even Almighty Jordan needed some help. All right, keep that in mind. All right, nominee number two is Jim Rome. All right, and Jim Rome still very active. All right, still doing the same dramatic pause shtick that he's always done. Another guy, very opinionated, likes to say what's on his mind, likes to tell it how he sees it, and again, very unapologetic about it. The type of person we here at the Faces for Radio love to listen to. And the type of person that deserves to be acknowledged, all right, is at least a nominee for the Faces for Fame. He was actually, we were linked a video of his, and I believe it's on the Facebook page somewhere, where he, you know, obviously his very famous rant against Jim Everett, calling him Chris Everett, referring to him as a female tennis star to this huge NFL player, and then proceeding to continue to talk shit to this guy until eventually he got his tail whooped, and that pretty much put a stop to that. But it really hasn't slowed his shtick down at all. He's still around. You can catch him every day. I believe he may be on ESPN. I know I hear him on the local radio stations, on the local CBS channels all the time, so I know he's still out there doing his thing, all right? And the last is Pete Rose, okay? Statistically, one of the greatest baseball players to ever live, all right? Got caught up in a gambling scandal where apparently he bet for his team, bet against his team. I'm not really sure, to be completely honest with you. All I know is the guy gets blackballed by Major League Baseball, and skill-wise and personality-wise, definitely has the criteria, and definitely has the accomplishments to be honored and immortalized, all right? So maybe we'll add another nominee or two throughout the week, but as of right now, it stands for our athlete, sports personality, wing, we have Sir Charles Barkley, Jim Rome, and Pete Rose. All right, moving on to category number two. All right, category number two is the movie nominee. Now, the movie nominees were actually discussed during the ill-fated Power Hour episode, okay? Now, again, to repeat what happened at the Power Hour episode, the soundboard, while it sounded very low in our ears, while we could talk over it, when we played back, was extremely loud in playback. So while you did get a good mix for your Power Hour needs, you didn't get to hear what we were talking about behind it, all right? And when we discussed movies, and really a lot of the songs in the Power Hour reminded us of movies, and there's like a whole 6 degrees of separation deal where a song would remind us of a movie that had an actor that brought us to another movie that co-starred another guy, and it was just this ping-pong back and forth. And we just made this list of movies, and we really had to narrow it down. I think this is definitely a category that may get more than one entry, or may just be revisited more often. All right, so we're going to go through the nominees here. Okay, number one nominee, all right, was the movie True Romance. All right, again, awesome movie. I don't believe it was filmed by Quentin Tarantino, but if I'm mistaken, I could be mistaken on that. And maybe it was. I don't know. Either way, great movie. Kind of an action, kind of just a drama, a little bit of action in it. Lots of great ensemble cast type guys who are really young that when you come back and watch them now, you say, wow, man, there's a lot of good people in that movie. But again, definitely worth checking out. Number two was Belly. All right, Belly was just a gangster flick from the 1990s that really brought out and really kind of stylized the New York City street gang life. Got an awesome, awesome soundtrack. Stars DMX and Nas in the lead roles. All right, lots of great music. Really cool kind of gangster story, kind of in the same light as a Scarface. Not comparing it. All right, I'm not saying it was as good as Scarface or it's on that same level, but in the same light as in, you know, surrounding by, you know, lot gangsters, drug dealing, you know, violence. It's just a cool movie and something just really awesome to watch. All right. Our third nominee starts taking it back a little bit now, and we go to the Ghostbusters. Who are you going to call? Well, not Bill Murray because he doesn't want anything to do with a sequel. But Ghostbusters, all right. Again, classic film. I know one of Anthony's personal favorites. I'll tell a story, actually, about a time, I kid you not, it was a week of that show. Anthony and I were actually on the way to a barbecue with might have even been with the judge, all right? Another favorite here at the Faces for Radio. And the kid was looking at the movie section in the grocery store and asks his mom, picks up Ghostbusters and asks his mom if he can get it. And the mom looks at him and goes, no, 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 that movie's just way too scary. And our jaws dropped. And this is one of the few times that I've wanted to step in on a parent and be like, lady, you're crazy. Let your kid watch Ghostbusters. It'll change his life. But we didn't. We just sat there in shock and let the lady parent her kid. Now that poor kid won't get to see Ghostbusters and will probably never enjoy what the greatness that is that movie. Moving on, next nominee, one of my personal favorites, The Goonies. All right, you grew up in the 80s, you had to love The Goonies, man. It was just a cool adventure movie. You got pirates in it. You're chasing pirates. How awesome can that be? A bunch of kids, you know, you had your little stereotypes and stuff in there with all the different characters, and it still holds up today. I'll still catch it anytime I can. I own it. Love the movie. Ended up sitting with my wife and introducing her to it, and she had never seen it, and she loves it too. So, again, The Goonies, awesome, awesome movie. I had heard rumblings that they want to remake it, and you know what? I really just got past the point of even – like caring if they want to keep remaking movies, because obviously nothing in Hollywood is sacred anymore. And you know what? People's short attention span will just remake it and probably be some disaster, which I will probably end up seeing anyway. Moving on. The next one, a Faces for Radio favorite. All right, something that has made us laugh multiple times, probably the least known movie on this entire list, and that's Kayfabe. Kayfabe is a mockumentary from Canada. I know, I get it, guys. All right, it's Canadian, but it's great. Trust me. All right, I'm sure there's good stuff that comes out of Canada. All right, But Kayfabe, it's a pro wrestling mockumentary. Just funny as hell. If you get a chance to get a copy of it and you like wrestling in any way, shape, or form, you definitely should check it out. Again, a mockumentary in the vein of This is Spinal Tap. Almost even like, for those of you who are more into TV shows, like The Office, film something like that where there's just kind of things are going around and there's a guy with a video camera just happens to be filming it all, you know, with the little interviews here and there. It's just a great movie. Lots of fun to watch. We here at the Faces for Radio try to watch that movie at least once every 6 months to refresh ourselves because it's definitely worthwhile. The next one on the list, it's another great movie. This was actually nominated by the judge, all right, and it's called The Game, all right, with Michael Douglas. And it's just a cool movie. It's about an old billionaire type guy who thinks he's got the whole world in his hands. And for a birthday, he gets a particular present that puts him on this game that ends up changing his life and really just messing with everything the guy thinks he knows and loves. And, you know, without saying too much about the movie, because if you haven't seen it, you should definitely check it out. The Game with Michael Douglas. Awesome movie. Again, another good one. And then the last one, we put it on the list. For some reason, I didn't think it made the nominees, but what the hell? It must have got stamped if it's on the list. Is Seven, all right? And Seven, I think, is a movie that doesn't really need any kind of explanation or introduction. I mean, most people have at least heard of Seven if you haven't seen it, starring, let's see who's in that, Morgan Freeman, Brad Pitt, Kevin Spacey's the bad guy eventually in that movie. Gwyneth Paltrow's in it. And I'm sure I'm missing a couple other ones. Those are just the main guys on the top of my head. Just an amazing, amazing movie. Gory, but not too over the top, you know, where it doesn't really turn you off that much. But just gory enough to make you uneasy with a great, great ending and just a cool, cool movie. All right? So those are our movie nominees. Again, to repeat them all, True Romance, Belly, The Ghostbusters, Part 1, not Part 2. Part 2 was crap. The Goonies, Kayfabe, The Game, and Seven. The next category, all right, we get to, this one was kind of a Faces for Radio original category. All right, this was a category of inanimate objects. Excuse me, throat's getting dry, need to rehydrate. Inanimate objects. And what the inanimate object was, all right, we were asked on Facebook to clarify a little bit, which we didn't, all right. Obviously, being the way Anthony and I are, we kind of felt that it was just self-explanatory, but we'll go ahead and do it now because we're at the closing week and we need you to understand what the hell you're voting for. Inanimate object, obviously, is anything that's not alive, all right. An inanimate object is anything that's just not breathing, all right. And this inanimate object has had to be used in some way, shape, or form to affect the outcome of something, okay? Now, obviously, this is a great category, and there's so many things we can talk about, and we narrowed it down to four. Now, naturally, three of those four came from the world of pro wrestling, because where else has an inanimate object been so influential on the outcome of so many things, all right? So, let's go through the list here. We've got the cattle prod. Okay, the cattle prod, I'm assuming we're going to break it down to a very specific cattle prod, and it was the cattle prod Scott Hall used to end Goldberg's historic undefeated streak at Starrcade and allow Kevin Nash to powerbomb Goldberg and win the WCW heavyweight title. What's the big deal, you say? Not even a week or two later, Kevin Nash pulls the finger poke of doom, which starts and loses the title to Hulk Hogan, which starts the downward spiral that eventually led to the closing of WCW. Had the cattle prod not interfered, Goldberg probably wins. The finger poke of doom never happens. WCW may still be around today. We'll never know. The next is everyone's favorite, the steel chair. All right? Now, you're a wrestling fan, you know about the steel chair. All right? Steel chair, which Anthony and I are actually on a campaign to legalize it. All right, legalize a steel chair, as it has been deemed illegal to use in a contest. All right, especially to the head. Can't have those concussions anymore, ladies and gentlemen. Kids, be safe. No chair shots to the head. Keep them strictly back, all right? The steel chair. has been involved in way too many outcomes, even attempt to try to narrow it down to one. All right. Third, wrestling-related one, is the Spanish announce table. Okay? The Spanish announce table, for any wrestling fans out there, know that when the Spanish announce table's around, it's getting broken one way or another. All right? So, Spanish announce table, again, you're just due because you seem to get forgotten. But what I do like, though, is when they have three announce tables, whether it be English, Spanish, I don't know, let's say French, that it's always the third one that gets broken. All right, it's always the second one. So if it's English and Spanish, Spanish gets it. If it's the English, Spanish, and French, the French gets it. If there's four, I'm sure the fourth one will get it. There you go, WWE. Keep it classy. Keep the least listened to language table continually breaking on your show. And the last one is the shovel that was used to crack that girl in the skull in that viral video of redneck girls fighting each other. Okay, a couple weeks ago, a video went viral. A bunch of two girls in, I don't know, it was a Boondocks, Ohio, I think, maybe. I don't know. Who knows? Going at it over some boyfriend who knows, right? Bottom line is, they got into a terrible fight, all right? And by terrible, I mean it was just not entertaining. It was not a good fight. It was fun to watch them bicker, but not a good fight. And anyway, long story short, one girl pulls out this shovel and clocks his girl on the head with it, and that ends the fight. All right, so Shovel, you're getting our vote for ending that atrocity of a viral video, and we thank you for it. All right, moving on. Next category is the Faces for Fame TV shows. Okay, so now we've got broken down to six shows, and surprisingly enough, these shows, actually, you know what, we skipped one. I'm sorry, we're going back to Internet Celebrities. All right, Internet Celebrities. And this is actually a lot of fun one, too. And you actually find all these celebrities' viral videos on Faces for Radio Show at the Facebook page. All right, because we have links to all of them. First one here, we talked to our man Latreyan Milton, who's his 7-year-old who likes to do hood rat things with his friends that smoke with cigarettes, like take his grandma's SUV out for a joyride. Again, this kid is 7. Hilarious video. It was parodied on the Boondocks with a great episode. Check it out. All right, the next one, we don't have a name for it, so we'll just call her the Grape Lady. All right, this is a Grape Lady. It was probably one of the original viral videos. Grape Lady stomping away. Tries to get in a couple extra squeezes there. Once the timer goes off, slips, busts her ass off about a 4-foot stage, and then all you hear is this lady screaming in agony. And, of course, if she's screaming in an agony, means she's alive, so we can laugh at it. Next is the Greatest Freakout Brothers, which I don't even know if we have names for these guys. All right, but if you haven't seen these videos, you need to check them out. Go to the link on the Faces for Radio Facebook page, and then that'll link you to all the other videos. There's like 25 of them. It's basically a brother who messes with his younger brother, or maybe it's his older brother. I don't know. One of the brothers, though, seems to have, I guess, some sort of autism or some sort of something. And the older brother just completely messes with them in every way possible, and it's freaking amazing. Hilarious stuff. All right. Next up, you have Jungle Recon. All right. Jungle Recon from the Action Figure Therapy series. Again, click on the Facebook page. Click the link. Check out this guy. He's hilarious. He's got a really awesome perspective on life and loving all the ladies. All right? And then the last one, but not least, Mr. Antoine Dodson. All right, Antoine Dodson was the man who let the rapists in his city know that we was going to find you and let out the warning to protect everything because people getting raped around here. All right, this guy somehow was able to take a terrible situation, make a viral video, say something that just came from his heart, video went viral, and the guy's become a mini celebrity about it. I actually seen on the Facebook pages that the guy's got his own face, you know, obviously he's got his own Facebook page, and he looks like he's doing all right now, man. He looks like this little video is giving him his 15 minutes, and he stretched that 15 minutes of fame out into a nice little life for himself. So good for him, man, to be honest with you. Do what you got to do, my brother, all right, and make it happen. And let's see here. Hopefully we can get this in right here and right on time today for you guys. All right, because our last category here is the Faces for Fame TV shows. When I told you about earlier, we skipped it. Now we're back to it, okay? 1960s Batman. Batman. That's right. Pow, Pam, Kazam. That's what we want. All right. I personally love this show. I'm a Batman fan as is, and this is what the first Batman I grew up with. So to grow up with that Batman and then flip to see what Batman actually was in the comics was a little shock for me. But it was just such a fun show to watch. I watch it today. I own the movie, and it's a great movie, too, if you haven't seen that one. Number two is The Shield. All right, great FX show. Personally, haven't seen it. Anthony's all about it. So we're up here nominated. All right, very popular show. Number three was Herman's Head, another show in the mid-'80s. Had a couple season run. Funny, funny show. Number four, Lost. All right, a show that was extremely popular, but from the sounds of it, it was maybe more of a cult following than an actual critical acclaim type of show. But a cool ass show as it is, you know, we'll put it on there. Number five, the Nickelodeon classic Salute Your Shorts. And now, granted, I'm an adult. I don't know what kind of shows Nickelodeon plays anymore. But I really have to doubt that Nickelodeon puts on the quality of programming that they did at one point in the late 80s and early 90s, man. Because they had some good, good stuff on there back when we were youngins. All right. And then the last episode here is MacGyver. All right. MacGyver, like as we talked about last week with Anthony, man, everybody in their life at some point has had a MacGyver moment, all right, where you had a situation and you just try to put together stuff with whatever random nonsense you can come up with, all right, and see if it works. Sometimes it did. All right, let's admit it, most of the times it didn't, all right, but the dude sure did make duct tape and a Swiss Army knife seem like a badass choice of weapons to carry around with you at all times. Like, if you had a utility belt, you would have to have a Swiss Army knife and some duct tape in it, and you could pretty much save the world from absolutely anything, all right? So there you go, man. The Faces for Radio, Faces for Fame, five categories, and the nominees, all right? Right back at you. Get on the Facebook page, Faces for Radio Show. Like the page, man. Let's try to get to 60 likes. Let's see if the nation can do that for us. Get to 60 likes on the Facebook page. I know you all do. Faces for Radio Show. Put in your votes. Tell us what you want to see, what you want to get inducted. Drop us some ideas. We're cool with that, too. You can go on the Faces for Radio Show at gmail.com. Email us. Tell us how much you love us, how much you hate us, how much whatever it is you want to tell us. It's an email, man. What the hell? It's anonymous. Do what you want. All right? Tell us. Just hit us up. All right? We check it. You can follow us on Twitter at Faces for Radio 1. Why you would do that, I have no clue. We don't put anything on the Twitter page that isn't on the Facebook page. So I'm sure Twitter at some point is an important thing to do. All right. I would give you the number, but we're running out of time and you're probably not going to call in. But in case you do and you want to check out some of the other shows on the VOC Nation, it's 855-862-7234. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Gartiz. I'd like to thank you for listening today. All right. If you made it through the whole hour with me, man, really, I appreciate that. All right, next week we'll be right back at it with the Faces for Radio as Anthony will be back in studio with myself. We'll be back bringing you the things we love to do. So as always, if the gimmick is working, oh shit, that's me. Man, just change the gimmick.